Every evening, I take my five-month-old golden retriever, Rocco, and we go for a walk around the neighborhood. I don't like the darkness, but I like the fact that as we walk the neighborhood, there are a large number of people that have put up their Christmas lights. And so their lights either are on the outside or those of the trees on the inside. And even though I don't like that walking in the dark, it's always those lights that kind of keep me walking every evening, because more and more there's new lights that get up and new styles that people have put up. So it kind of keeps me going, trying to look at and see what these different lights are in this darkness. For all of us, in some way, we don't like the darkness either. And I'm not talking about the darkness of night, but sometimes the feeling that we have that there's a darkness that maybe kind of covers our life. And it comes in various ways. It can come through the feeling of political chaos that we might feel, the lack of decisions that get made, the way that there's lack of civility in conversations. It might come from the darkness of the disaster of the hurricanes in Houston, in Puerto Rico. It might come because of the darkness that we experienced in the massacre at the Country Music Festival in Las Vegas. Or most recently, it comes maybe from the darkness that we feel in the sexual harassment allegations that have been made against Hollywood, against political people, against TV personalities. It can also be our own personal darkness that we feel in our lives. For children know what it feels to be sad. They know what it is to be hurt. And maybe we all do. Or for some, it's living this holiday season for the first time with the loss of a loved one. Or it is our own dealing with our illness, our relationships that are lost, a disappointment in our life, the fear of maybe losing our job. All different darknesses that can surround us. And then there's Michaela Holmgren. Michaela Holmgren is 22 years old, a student at Bethel University. Michaela Holmgren became the first woman with Down syndrome to be a candidate for the Miss Minnesota USA pageant. There was an article written about her in the paper this past week. She received two awards, the Spirit Award and the Director's Award. Light in the midst of darkness. Like Michaela Holmgren, Advent is the vivid reminder to us that the light of Christ is the powerful, strong light that moves through any darkness in our life and in our experience. That it is the God in the scripture today that says, I do not abandon you, I am faithful to you. And that Christ light has come into our lives to be what we need it for and to bring it into the lives of other people through how it is that we are each day of our life. We have chosen as a parish this phrase for our Advent journey, making Christ alive in the darkness. Making Christ alive in the darkness. To realize that within each of us is that light of Christ for what we need it for and how we can bring it to others in their lives. And Paul has told us in that second reading today, believe it's in you, because he says, you do not lack any spiritual gift. Each and every one of us has that spiritual gift that is the light of Christ within us, to help us to walk through any darkness that is part of our life, and to help anyone else walk through that darkness in their life, making the light of Christ alive in the darkness. And it is also that we are reminded that we are constantly formed in that light, and we are constantly made aware of how God is with us in that. Because the very last line of the first reading can get lost. It says that God, you are the potter, we are the clay, and we are in your hands. You form us, you shape us, you reshape us. You hold us, you care about us, and you help us to realize and know that that light of Christ is there for us and with us, and we are bringing it to others. Pope Francis has this wonderful phrase: may we be in this world a ray of that light which shone forth in Bethlehem. May we be in this world a ray of that light which shines forth in that Bethlehem. It's the gospel that simply says, be alert, be aware, be awake to know that that light is there, that Christ is there for us, within us, and for others. I'm well aware that your plates are full at this time of the year. I know you have many, many things that take up your time. I'm inviting you to simply use this hour as your time. Let it be your moment, your quiet, your thought. If nothing else, think of it this way. You don't have to battle for a parking spot like you do at a shopping center. There's not going to be anybody who's going to push in you away to get up to the counter first. You're not going to have to stand in any long line for any moment other than the line for communion. It's a way for you to enter in to at least this moment in time for you. As we have done in the past, we will become the straw for our crib. And I'm going to ask you to think about this. Is there a darkness in your life that you need the light of Christ to be there for you? Name it, pray with it. Or is there some place in your life where you need God to reshape you or to shape you because of a poor attitude, poor behavior, or poor use of words towards others? And in a moment, I'm going to invite you to do what we have done in the past, if you wish to create the straw for our manger. And think of it in this way. That first manger had straw, and it wasn't this neat, clean little stuff that came out of the factory. It came out of a dirty, messy barn, and the Christ laid in it. And that Christ transformed all of that in the world into something better. If you choose to place your piece of straw in here, your darkness, you're what you need to be reshaped. Think of that same Christ as the light laying in that and helping you to transform that. So this is what I'm going to invite us to do. In front of you, you will find what is the gold straw, which is paper. And I'm going to invite you to take one of those pieces of straw, just to let you know that if you choose not to bring it forward, that's okay. You can take it home. You can take it home and reflect with it. And to also know that this is all done in confidentiality. So take a piece of straw, and then if you would pass the basket with the pencils, to take a pencil. And I will give you in a moment one or two things to write on that will be your piece of straw. You might have to share the pencils. On your piece of straw that you will be invited to bring forward later in the liturgy if you wish, write one of these two. What darkness do I need Christ's light in my life? Name it. Is the darkness you need light of Christ? Or is there an attitude or behavior or speech that I need God to shape or reshape in me, my clay? A darkness that needs light of Christ, an attitude that needs to be shaped or reshaped. I'll take a few seconds and then repeat that